Welcome to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. This show will first be broadcast on Wednesday, February 11, 2026, on 91.7 FM WHUS Doors. I am Fran Sorcendi, naturopathic physician. My co-host Ron Meniza is in Hartford watching the basketball game. We're coming to you live from beautiful Mansfield Hollow, Connecticut. Comment below to let us know you're here and ask questions. You can also email me at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, Spotify, Patreon, and Buzzsprout. You may also watch the recorded Facebook Live episode at Fran Sorcendi for 30 days, and also on my YouTube channel at Radio Naturopath. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of this station. The information presented on the show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. Okay, so more stuff going on. Ron is continuing with his journey of heat and stretching and figuring out what he can do on the bike and figuring out what he can do on the bike. This time of year, he's riding indoors. So that's what he's doing. As for me, well, I still have discomfort and pain in my back and my thigh. Nowhere near as bad as it was when it was extremely flared, but enough so that I went to the neurosurgeon last Wednesday. And she scheduled me for an MRI to see what's going on in there. And so we're going to, so I haven't the MRI scheduled for a couple of weeks from now, and I have to have it with contrast. So that's going to happen a couple of weeks from now when you're listening to this. And so they'll look at it with contrast. She seems to be of the opinion that I'm not going to need more surgery and that the laminectomy did not fail, as is Dr. Scott, that I'm just going to need some more time to recover, maybe do the right exercises or stop doing some exercises that I'm doing, and that the nerve just needs more time. That's a possibility. And I, on Monday, I'm going to Crossroads Physical Therapy, and I'm going to run the exercises that I already have and tell them what I'm doing and see if that's the right thing for me to be doing and see if they have any more insight as to other things I could be doing or not doing to help with my stenosis. I also got some very basic, simple exercises in addition to the ones I'm already doing that involve simply, they're just little holds like pelvic tilts and holding your buttocks and holding them in place for counts of 10 or approximately. They seem to straighten my spine. The interesting thing is the last time I went to my chiropractor, he said he had no need to adjust my back, that my back was in perfect alignment, and he did a little bit of adjustment on my knees and my legs, and that was it. He did not need to adjust my back. I had a very nice acupuncture treatment last night. I slept very well, and she did some points to help to drain the inflammation out of the leg, and that felt helpful. So I felt a little bit better. Knee is doing pretty good, I must say. I have more tooth stuff about to happen. We'll let you know what happens because the next thing I'm going to do is have an extraction, and I've never had one of my adult teeth extracted in my life. I still have my wisdom teeth. So this tooth has to come out because I have external root absorption. So we'll see what goes on with that. And then the last thing was I did, we talked about narrow angles last week, and I went and had the first narrow angle procedure. You only have one eye at a time because it interferes with your vision a little bit for about a day. I mean, it really wasn't that bad. So I went to the doctor, and what they do, they check your vision one more time. And so make sure if you go and you have to have a procedure done, whenever you go to the ophthalmologist or the optometrist, always bring your prescription glasses with you. I have to remind myself to do that because I don't always wear my prescription glasses. If you're looking at me on Facebook Live, I am wearing cheater glasses. I'm wearing, you know, reading glasses. So I don't always like to wear my progressives if I don't have to. And my vision for every day is pretty good. I just can't read without glasses. And my distance vision isn't too bad. So anyway, so I went to the procedure. Ron took me. The doctor is about an hour from our, a little less than an hour from our house. So we didn't know how I would be. So Ron drove me. And so what he does, he basically takes you into the laser room, the room where the laser is. And he has a little lens that goes over your eye, and he puts some gel on your eye. He also gives you a drop to anesthetize the eye, and then he puts some gel over your eye, and I guess it's protective gel. And then just like you do any time when you have your vision checked, or when you have your your intraocular pressure checked, you put your chin on that apparatus and you put your face up to it, and it, so there's a band that holds your head and a band that holds your chin, or a tray that holds your chin, and you sit there and you breathe and you relax, keep your eyes open, and he tells you where to look. And then he does this thing, and what comes at you, what you see is little slits of red light. Look, that's what you're seeing really close. And as you're sitting there, you get, you hear clicking, and then you feel little stings. It's very minor stings. I mean, definitely tolerable, not wonderful, but definitely tolerable. Didn't make me jump off the table or anything. So I sat there for the five little stings. As usual, the process, if the five little stings took more than a minute, I'm not sure that it did. He did his five little stings and the whole thing was over. And I think when I go in 2 weeks, well, it's a week and a half at this point, I'm going to count seconds while he's doing it in my head so I can figure out how long it actually took to do the stings. It's over before you know it. And then he finishes by giving you some prednisolone acetate drops. He drops them in your eye, and then he gives you a prescription. He says, go to your pharmacy. You have to take these drops 4 times a day. So at the end of the day, I hadn't eaten a lot. And I didn't eat enough before I went to the visit, but I had a meat stick, and it was a habanero meat stick that I had with me. So I ate that in the car on the way home. That evening, I had some intestinal cramping. It was mild intestinal cramping, no other symptoms. Ron didn't feel well. He had intestinal cramping, and he felt like he was coming down with something. And that lasted about 24 hours for him. My intestinal cramping happened that night. I wasn't sure if it was the prednisolone drop or it was the pilocarpine drop. They give you pilocarpine drop to constrict your eye, so that they want to constrict your pupil so you have a lot of iris available. So they want your iris to be very wide, because what they're doing is they're poking little laser holes in your iris. So they constrict your pupil so you have lots of iris to see. So your pupil looks like a little pinhole. So pilocarpine, it's a muscarinic agonist. What it does is one of the many things it does, it constricts your eyes. It also increases the flow through your digestive system, makes you salivate, that does all. So this was an eye drop, so it wasn't going to do that much systemically, but I wondered if either the prednisolone or the pilocarpine had given me that upset stomach. We're not sure, because Ron didn't feel well either, so we don't know if some bug ran through us real quick, if we had picked something up or it was something we ate. But we were both, by the morning, my belly was fine. He wanted me to do 2 more prednisolone drops that day, and I only did 1 because I was worried that it was upsetting my stomach. The next morning, I woke up and I was fine. I said, you know what, I'm going to try another drop. I tried another drop and I was fine. So I've been doing the prednisolone drops faithfully 4 times a day. So I do 4 times a day for a week. I did, 2 drops on Wednesday, and so for 6 days I'll do 4 drops, and then this Wednesday coming I'll do just 2 drops, and that'll be it. And he said save the bottle, because when you do the next one there'll be enough in the bottle for you for the other eye. So if you have to have a laser procedure, if you have to have an iridotomy because somebody tells you you have narrow angles, unless you're really squeamish and frightened, it's not a big deal. It really isn't. I mean, the procedure, the anticipation is worse than the procedure, and the procedure's over. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable when it's happening, but it's not so uncomfortable. I mean, it's nothing like, getting a tooth ground is a lot more upsetting than that. When you're getting a crown prep or when you're getting drilling. And even that, if you have good numbness, it's not that bad. If you have to get an iridotomy because you're told you have narrow angles, it's really... So after that, I had a chiropractic appointment, and at the appointment I was face down for a good while because Dr. Scott talks to me and then he does his adjustments and they're done face down. When I got up, I had a lot of shadow over my eye, and he had warned me that one of the risks that can happen, to very, very low risk, but there's a risk of retinal detachment. So I was looking at Dr. Scott when I stood up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a lot of clouding and my vision is covered over, but It didn't look like a curtain, and the longer I stood up, it started to clear. So I think it was just the inflammation was collecting in the eye, and by the end of the evening, it was just fine. And then I did another drop and that helped it. And then that went away. Then I woke up the next morning. It was as though it hadn't happened. It was great. So I think that the eye, the vision in the eye is a little bit blurry right now, like very slightly. Like if I close my left eye versus my right, the vision in the right eye is a little bit blurry. Of course, I'm instilling this drop 4 times a day. And when the drop goes in, it stings. The other funny thing about the drop is sometimes I miss, which I'm concerned about because it's a waste. You know, if I miss every time, I might not have enough drops for the second eye. So anyway, I'm trying to figure out how I can look straight at it, drop it in, and get it in there. It stings a little bit when it goes in, and then it's fine. And so if you get diagnosed with narrow angles and then you go have an iridotomy, he said that once you have the iridotomy, you can have your eyes dilated. You can do cannabis, which dilates your, if you take drugs that dilate your eyes for whatever reason, but if like you need cannabis for some reason, or if you're a cannabis user, you can use cannabis again. The only reason I would use cannabis is for pain management and occasionally for sleep, but mostly for pain management. Once you have the iridotomy, your eyes are considered normal. As long as you have normal intraocular pressure, now you can be dilated. And, when you go for your annual exam, you can be dilated. They can look inside your eye, make sure you don't have cataracts, all that stuff. And so I don't know if now I'm going to go and have my eyes dilated because nobody did that. So I guess I'll ask him that. So I have to ask him that. And the other thing was, of course, I was diagnosed with the Demodex, and he and I agreed that I didn't have to go get the Xdemvy, which is really interesting because the pharmacy still doesn't have it. I mean, my insurance approved it, but they can't get their hands on it. I mean, they're advertising this drug on TV and stuff, and you can't get your hands on it. And it's fine because I have tea tree oil soap and I have lovely tea tree oil wipes. And that's what I'm going to, he agreed that that was fine to do for the Demodex. I don't have much in the way of symptoms for Demodex. I mean, I think that occasionally my eyes feel a little blurry, itchy. But if I use the wipes, they don't. So I'm going to continue to do that. I will go through the entire box of wipes, which is going to be, 4 or 5 months worth if I forget some nights. And then I have the tea tree oil soap, which I'll use in the shower. Use a tiny little bit and then you wash it off really, really good. And that'll be that. What I didn't ask him is, can I use the wipes on the eye that was treated? And I have not been because I don't know the answer to that. So I'll wait until next week to start using those wipes again. Or maybe I won't do it at all until I see him again, which will be a week and a half from now. So that was exciting. So I have one eye fixed that is now at extremely low risk for glaucoma, and the other eye is, kind of at risk. As I said last week, what I understand is that if you don't have increased intraocular pressure when you have narrow angles, it is unlikely. You have a 1 in 1,000 chance that you're going to have acute closed angle closure glaucoma. And since I have normal intraocular pressure and I take a lot of things that lower your intraocular pressure, like fish oil and bilberry, and I eat berries and the vitamin E and vitamin C, all those things can help to lower your intraocular pressure, that it's very unlikely I'm going to have a problem. But once I get the second iridotomy, a week and a half, I'll be good to go. That's a problem solved and I don't have to think about it anymore, which is great. We just have to think about, taking care of the teeth, taking care of the knee, taking care of the leg and back, and then getting the all clear on that, the breast cancer screening, which I will probably have in March. So it's unbelievable. I'm 62 years old. I cannot believe how many doctor's appointments I have going on. It's incredible to try to keep straight between physical therapy, acupuncture, chiropractor, ophthalmology, dentist, and dentist-related people, and neurosurgeon, and orthopedist. It's been a lot in the last little while. I'm looking forward to having a break from that. I'm hoping that break will come at some point in March. In March, I have to go back to see the primary care physician, and I also have to have my next prophylaxis. And I'm so afraid that when I have the next prophylaxis, they're going to find more tooth stuff. All right. So now we are approaching Valentine's Day. If you're listening to this when it's, if you're listening to Facebook Live, hi, say hello. It is nice to talk to you. And if you are listening to it, I've had the show drop on for the 11th of February. So it's a few days from Valentine's Day. So I thought I'd talk about some Valentine's Day stuff. Let's see. So the first thing I talked about, I want to shout out to people who are single, because people who are single are not always thrilled by Valentine's Day. So I wanted to honor them today. Talk about being single and also self-care and focus on that. So it's not so much about here's how you can celebrate love. Well, here's how you can celebrate self-love. So here's some ideas of what to do when you're single on Valentine's Day. There's a bunch of different words for love. Remember that in Greek, there's philousia, which is compassionate self-love, and agape, which is a type of selfless universal love. So Valentine's Day traditions can honor those types of love as well as romantic love. So some people spend Valentine's Day on their own as alone as an act of self-love. And sometimes you celebrate it on different days. And one of the things you can do is celebrate love for humanity. If you're celebrating Valentine's Day for humanity, you can do acts of service. So you can help people in shelters, you can serve food, you can, give to charity, do stuff like that. So here's some ideas that you can do. One of the things you can do is you can buy yourself a present, buy your own Valentine's Day gift. What would you like somebody to give you? Go get that. You could get some flowers, you could get a plant, you could get some chocolate, you could buy yourself a yoga class, and whatever you would have liked to have from somebody else, get it for yourself. You want a piece of jewelry, do that, and get whatever one you want. That's the cool thing about buying yourself a present. You get exactly what you want, and you wouldn't buy something you didn't want. So that's a good thing to do. If you have a pet, this is a good time to spend time with the pet. Remember, cuddling with the pet, whatever pet you have, doesn't matter if it's a snake or a gerbil or a guinea pig or a cat or a dog or whatever it is, even a fish. I guess with the fish, you would have to just, spend time looking at the fish. But if you had some kind of a cuddly pet, you can cuddle with the pet, because you and the pet are going to make oxytocin, which is a bonding hormone, which is going to make you feel good. That's one of the things when you eat chocolate. That's one of the things that happens. So you can spend Valentine's Day waking up early, having your favorite hot beverage, play your favorite video game. Like I wake up and my favorite word video game, I don't play words with friends or connections. I play Wordscapes. That's my favorite video game, and they have tasks of the day. So I play that, and I think that's a good thing to wake my brain up. It gets me to think of different words, and it's not the same as, putting colored pieces together, those kinds of puzzle games, because it actually causes me to think about words. But I think it would be good to play a connection game too, so I might start playing one of those. Listen to your favorite music. Think about cuddling with your pet on the couch. If you don't have a person to cuddle with, if you don't have a pet, then this is the good time to think about, do you want to get a stuffy? Do you want to get a stuffed animal of some kind of a cute stuffy? I have a lot of them. Yes, I'm 62 and I have stuffed pets. They are, and I love them, and they make me feel good. They serve as pillows. They serve as stuff to cuddle with. They're cute to look at. I have little ones and medium-sized ones and big ones. And sometimes I bring them with me on the plane because they're good to hold onto and lean against. So, cuddling with anything works good. And if there's a movie you want to watch, you want to watch something romantic or not romantic, again, you get to pick. So you watch whatever you want. All right. You can have whatever food you want. I think for Valentine's Day, I've been trying to get off the sugar, and I did a pretty good job this week. I did an okay job this week. I ate far less sugar. We're going to go to the chocolate festival at some point, so I may have some chocolate. But I think if you treat yourself, I think it's okay to treat yourself with whatever food it is you want. You know, maybe don't overeat it, but if your thing is pizza, get pizza. If you want ice cream, get ice cream. I would say don't binge unless you really want to. But, you know, have something that's special to you that you really enjoy and have whatever food it is that you like. You can celebrate the birthday of your pet if you want to, if you have a pet. So you can do that any way you want to. Take the dog out for a special treat. Take the dog out for a pup cup. Take the dog for a special walk. Sit and cuddle with the dog. Play with the dog. Focus a lot of attention on the dog. You can dress the dog up if the dog doesn't mind. And do stuff like that. Hang out. If you're hanging out at home, don't feel like you have to dress up unless that's what you want to do. But dress in things that are cozy and comfy. You know, if you like sweatpants, that's great. If you like your favorite pajamas, if you like something soft and comfy, something that you can lay around on the couch with and feel good, you know, and I love fleece. Fleece is great for that. Or pajama pants are great for that. It's in this part where we live, it's cold. So it's very cold today. It's in the teens. It's not actually Valentine's Day today, so I don't know what the temperature. That's a good question. What is the temperature? I wonder if I have a 10-day it is less than 10 days from Valentine's Day, so I could probably tell you what it's going to do on Valentine's Day. So it's predicted to be 34 and frozen mix, so it's going to get a little balmy this week. We're going to be up in the 30s. I mean, it's going to be very cold today and tomorrow and Monday, but then we're going to see 30s next week, so it's not going to be as cold. Which is interesting. And Saturday, Valentine's Day, is predicted to be over freezing. It's going to be 34 degrees. So the temperature is trending upward a little bit, which means we may get some more snow. There is frozen mix predicted for Valentine's Day, right? Yes. It's not like a big snowstorm, but that can change at any minute. Because cold here, when you wear cozy stuff, it tends to be long sleeves and sweats and fleece and sweaters and stuff like that. You can take yourself out to a solo movie, and you could go to the actual movie theater instead of looking at Netflix if you want to. And movie theaters, like, we don't go to the movie theater a lot, but we did go last year. We haven't been to the movie theater since last year when we saw Wicked One. And I didn't realize the movie theaters have changed, because now you have reclining seats. But they have big reclining seats that you could lean back, and you know, there's room for your cup to hold. I mean, I think the cup holders were there for a while, but the reclining part, that's kind of new in the last number of years. So you could do that. Go to an actual movie in a movie theater and be overwhelmed by the majesty of the big screen. And again, go see whatever movie you want. You know, one that you really want to see, one that's going to make you happy, whether it's a horror or a romance or adventure or action, whatever you think. If you want to go get exercise, you can do that. You can go to the gym, go get some exercise, go to do the class that you really want to do, go do the workout you really want to do, and do it in a way that's fun for you. Don't feel like you have to get the workout done that you have to get done, but do something that makes you happy. Because there are some days when I get on the trainer this time of year, because I get on the trainer and I use Zwift, that I feel like I have to do a workout. And then there's some days I want to just ride whatever I feel like riding. And often it will be a group ride. So pick a group ride that appeals to you, or pick an exercise that appeals to you, even if it's turning on music and dancing, or take a class that sounds fun to you, whether it's a dance class or a fencing class or a yoga class or restorative yoga class. There's so many to choose from. And you can also do these things if you don't want to leave the house. You can do these things on YouTube. There's no end of stuff on YouTube that you could find. You could also buy yourself flowers. Also, think about doing something you love outdoors. Again, that's going to depend on your comfort with whatever the weather is doing. And right here, today, right now, it says, according to one source, the temperature is 12 degrees. I'm not going to be wanting to do too much outside at the moment. But if you don't mind being outside wherever you are, on Valentine's Day, again, Valentine's Day is going to be 34 degrees here, which is much more doable than what it is today. except that if there's precipitation, I won't want to be outside. So do something outside. And again, don't make it a big deal. Don't make it like I have to get this workout done. Go to somewhere pretty, go to a park, go to a lake, go somewhere that gives you pleasure. You could, if you have a nice downtown where you are, or you have a town that's not too far that you want to go walk in, you could do that. You could also take a trip to a city or a town that you don't live in that you might enjoy. Like if you're a Gilmore Girls fan, you could go to Washington, Connecticut and walk around. And so the different things like that. And, you know, go someplace historic go someplace where there's a nice cafe and take yourself out for a nice meal or get nice takeout, whatever your thing is. You can treat yourself to a massage. That's a really good thing. Whether there will be massages available on the actual Valentine's Day, you have to find that out. But often there are. And if you can't get it on Valentine's Day, then get it around Valentine's Day. And there will be somebody who will see you and give you a massage. Massages is so good for you. And you can actually book a day at a spa. And we have spas in the area. One spa that's down in Norwich is the Norwich Inn and Spa, which I think is connected to one of the casinos, and they have massage there and hot tubs and facials and you know, all kinds of stuff that you can do, and that's something you can treat yourself to as well. Here in Willimantic, we have Yono, and Yono has floats and yoga and massage there. I don't think they have any aesthetics, but you know, that a place to have a place in Willimantic like that where they have massage and yoga and floats is great. So it's something you can consider. And there's a new yoga studio down in, I think it's technically South, I'm not sure if it's South Windham or Windham, but it's on Route 32. It's Mantra Room. So we have a new yoga studio. That's another option for you to do. And of course they have yoga in the gyms, the various gyms in the area. So pick a place to go that you would enjoy. Maybe try something you haven't tried. I would recommend making it low key, unless you really need a hard workout. But if you don't, yin yoga, restorative yoga, gentle vinyasa yoga, those are good things to do. And maybe a Tai Chi class, something that's indulgent. You want to indulge yourself and honor yourself. You could, if you want to do something love themed, you can do a love themed movie marathon. You can watch stuff that's, that's funny. You could do romantic comedies. You could do interesting love stories, adventure love stories, old timey stuff, new timey stuff, whatever you want to do. I am a big fan of Bridgerton. I admit it. Yep, you heard it here. I'm a big fan of Bridgerton, and Ron has no interest in it, so I have to watch it when he's doing something else. And so if he's out at a basketball game that I'm not going to, I can watch it then. We thought that he was sick the other day, so when we sleep in different rooms because we think somebody's sick, that's when I get to watch what I want to watch, my Emily in Paris and my Bridgerton. So it'll take me a while to watch it because, you know, usually we watch TV together at night and he has no interest in that. But it's romantic. I'm even considering getting a dress in that style with the super high waist and the long flowy skirt. And anyway, so whatever appeals to you, that would be if you're going to do a love theme movie marathon, then you pick what you want to watch. Again, this is all about you. If you're doing Valentine's Day for yourself, it is all about you. You can send cards to your friends and family. If you have Valentine's Day, you can wish. I wish happy Valentine's Day to everybody. I wish it to my patients. So, you know, when I, when I'm greeting my patients, when I say goodbye to my patients, when I'm leaving them, I will wish them a good week, a good year, a good season. And if there's a holiday coming up, I wish them happy holiday. So I will wish them a happy Valentine's Day. When I do virtual visits, I finish by sending their visit summary in an email, and in the email, I wish them, again, a good week, a good season, whatever holiday's coming up, I'll wish them Happy Valentine's Day. So you can say Happy Valentine's Day to anyone, they'll wish them to enjoy it in any way that they can. And so, I wish Happy Valentine's Day to my family, to my sister, my in-laws, to my mother. When my father was alive, well, I could still say Happy Valentine's Day to my dad. He's not on the planet, but yeah. So anything like that. And remember, the other thing, don't forget that if you're doing spa stuff, think about getting a mani-pedi. if that's something you're into. I am. I enjoy that. I haven't gotten a mani-pedi in a long time, and I've got this thing in my head that I'm going to wait to get the mani-pedi until some of the doctor stuff has quieted down, so I probably won't get it until after my MRI, and I've made a decision about the next step for my back and my leg. So, one of the suggestions in this article is run a marathon. That's hilarious. I don't necessarily recommend running a marathon. If you want to do an intensive workout sort of thing, you could do that. But some people decide to run a marathon or try to do something, some kind of heroic form of exercise. Marathon is a big deal because you kind of have to train for that. You don't just one day, unless you're already trained to run distance, you don't just up and run a marathon because you'll hurt yourself. I ran one half marathon once, and I was very sore for a while, and I probably won't be running again anytime soon because of my orthopedic stuff. So anything, if that's something you want to do. Make a home-cooked meal. You know, cook for yourself at home and cook something that you really like, something that's healthy for you and something that you just really, really like. If you are okay with having wine, you can have wine with it. And you could also write a nice letter to yourself about encouraging yourself, something that you might want to read again in a year. Here are all the great things you have done. Here are all the great things you're doing. And you write it to yourself and then you put it away and then open it a year later and say, here's what you did. And this is really great. You were going through this rough time and here's how you overcame it. And it was really great. And then next year when you read it, you'll be happy to see it. And again, you can do spa stuff for yourself. See if you have, if you want to do your own nails or if you want to use lotion or, you know, nice stuff in the shower, take a nice bath, take an Epsom salt bath with nice essential oils and candles. There's all kinds of nice things you can do for your stuff at home, for yourself at home. So for example, if I was going to fuss over myself at home, I might consider giving myself my own mani-pedi. Because I definitely have the stuff at home to do it. And then if you do it at home and then you want to go next week and get it done at the spa, that's okay. For me, I have to space out my mani-pedis because they're not cheap. But to do them at home, it's no big deal. And so I might consider that. I might consider using nice lotion. I might take an Epsom salt bath. And with the Epsom salt bath, I might either in the bath, I might listen to music or watch a podcast. And I would also, and use essential oils in the bath. I like to put lavender in my Epsom salt bath. So that's, those are things to do. You might try a new hairstyle at home, something you can do at home. Like for me, because I have wildly curly hair, I might try a blowout. You know, it's hard for me to blow it out. I used to straighten my hair when I was in high school because it was the late 70s, early 80s. So you could either the curly didn't happen until into the 80s when I was in college. And then I started wearing my hair with its natural curl. And now I still kind of look like the 80s because this is what my hair really does. If you're looking at me at Facebook Live, you can see that I have ridiculously curly hair. I don't have as much as I used to, but still enough that you could see that it's curly. I try to eat my protein and I'm cutting back on sugar and, you know, having my collagen and my B vitamins. Anyway, all right. You can go for a drive and sing along to your favorite songs. And you could do either of those things or both of those things together. And if you have favorite songs, you could certainly sing them. And what's so cool now, which wasn't true when I was growing up, is it is so easy to get song lyrics. I remember in the 70s, there was some kind of a published magazine that had words to songs in it. And it was so great to get that. Or I would record songs off of the radio and on a cassette tape player, and I'd stop and start it and write down the lyrics to songs. Now, all you do is you take your phone and you ask Google to tell you the lyrics for whatever song you want to sing. And then you have them in front of you and you can sing right along. And that's something I've done. But it also means that I haven't learned the full words to a current song in a very long time. You know, one of my favorite Christmas songs is the waitress's Christmas wrapping. As much as I love it, I don't know all the words to it. And every year I I say to myself, I'm going to learn all the words to Christmas wrapping, and then I don't. I should do that some other time of year, and so that by the time it gets to be Christmas, I know it and I can sing along to it. But there are dead songs that I know all the words to, so I will play those and I'll sing those. I also know how to play the guitar, not very well, enough to accompany myself. And if you have that skill, you can accompany yourself and, you know, just bring yourself up to date on playing the songs that you like. But again, if you don't play an instrument but you like to sing, you can, you know, ask your music service, your Spotify, your Amazon Music, your iTunes, whatever you have, or just go on YouTube and play the videos and then get the lyrics on another device on your phone, or sometimes they have the YouTubes have the lyrics on them, and just sing along. But if you're going to sing along in the car, that's harder. If you're going to sing along at home, then that's not so hard. So if you're going to drive and sing, then you have to play stuff that you already know, which you could do. And then you could drive to the place where they have the chocolate, whether that's the cupcake shop or the chocolate shop, and sing along and get some good chocolate, and then get that, and then have that be part of your Valentine's Day. Once again, take yourself out for a nice dinner. And whether the nice dinner is, I mean, we live in Connecticut, we have the best pizza. Some would argue, well, what about New York and New Jersey? It's true, they have amazing pizza too, but we have amazing pizza in Connecticut. You could take yourself out for pizza. You could take yourself out for Thai. We have pho around here, which is really lovely, or Indian. Whatever your cuisine is, you can take yourself out for that. You can get takeout, or you can sit in the restaurant. You can go somewhere fancy and eat there. Whatever you want to do. So those are some suggestions for things you can do to be nice to yourself on Valentine's Day, whatever that is. And don't feel like, just realize that being single is a way of being. It's just where you are right now. You don't have to have a partner to have a fulfilling life. Sometimes in life we have partners and sometimes we don't. And either one is okay, and it's the way life goes. And your life can be meaningful any which way. It's unfortunate if you're in a place where you don't have a partner and you want one, or you have a partner that you don't want. These are unfortunate situations. If we're focusing on people who are single, it's okay to be single. I mean, it's not, single doesn't mean the absence of a partner. Single means that you happen to be on your own, and you are the center of caring for yourself. And it's, you don't have to think of yourself as lacking a partner. You are who you are, and it's great. All right. So now I'm going to talk about, we just talked about a lot of self-care activities, but this is a list of self-care activities when you don't know what to do. So here's a great big list of things that you can do. We already talked about it. Now, reading a book, and I recommend getting back into reading paper books, because we use so much screen time. We do screens. I'm looking at you on a screen. I have three screens in front of me. Four, make that four. So I'm doing my Facebook Live on my Android tablet. I'm reading my notes off of my iPad. I am recording the show on my laptop, and I have my cell phone next to me just in case. So I'm not, I used to record it on Instagram, but Instagram doesn't let you record a whole video anymore, so I don't do that anymore. So this just sits here for just in case. But I really recommend getting into reading paper books. If you have paper books at home that you haven't read, and why I say paper books is because you get away from the screens, you don't have your eyes having to adjust to pixels and taking in all that light, and you're getting away from EMFs, from electromagnetic fields. And there's a pleasure in reading a paper book and turning the pages. It's something that I find really relaxing. I find it more relaxing than looking at my phone or looking at any of these devices. So use your public library. Public libraries are great. And the thing that they've gotten so much more supportive around, you know, returns and stuff. Like you don't have fees for returns anymore. And they usually give you two renewals. And after the renewal, if you go back, they won't let you auto renew. So you have to go into the library. And then if you can ask them, can I renew this again? Nobody's waiting for it. They'll renew it again. And then you get two renewals off of that. I'm starting to feel bad because I think I have two books that I took out I think, in October, November, and I'm still not through them just because life has been so busy and it requires me to sit still and read, and I just haven't done it. And at nighttime, I like to hang with Ron, and we don't read together. We watch TV together at the end of the day, and so at that time, I don't read. And life is just really busy otherwise. I mean, between all of the doctor's appointments and working and making the show and all that stuff. But reading books is just such a pleasure. And what kind of book you'd read? The kind you like, whatever that is. We already talked about giving yourself a mani or a pedi or both. And you can do that. That's something you can do at home. And I have the stuff. It's far less expensive to go get some nail polish from the store and get the stuff you need to do a nice mani pedi. I like to have a base coat, a top coat, and a color. You can also do press-ons if you want to. I have paints to do little designs, which I haven't really tried, and I have decals and stuff. So there, and that's really easy to find. I mean, to get stuff like that. And then, you know, if there's a color you like, now you have it for many more mani-pedis. And you can do it. And the thing is, I always feel like it's I can do my own nails as often as I like. Whereas if I get a mani-pedi, you know, it's an indulgence because it's not cheap. So I don't do that very often. You can binge watch a show. So if there's a show that you want to watch, like for me, I might consider doing Bridgerton because Ron doesn't want to watch Bridgerton. So you can watch the whole show, you just in a row. Although I find that spending a long time watching a screen like that, that's not something I necessarily want to do. If I'm going to watch TV in the evening at the end of the day, like focus on watching the TV and not like have it on while I'm doing other things, I'm looking at an hour or two of doing that. And so I'm not going to binge watch. I'm not into binge watching. Like if I watch an episode of Emily in Paris today, I'm not going to watch another episode till tomorrow the next day. And I have a few shows that are spaced out like that because they're things that Ron doesn't want to see. My biggies right now are Emily in Paris, Bridgerton, and The Summer I Turned Pretty. So I finished season one of A Summer I Turned Pretty. That's not true. I started season two, and that's going to take a while because Ron has to not be around, and I don't tend to watch shows I want to watch during the day because I'm busy doing other things. So, but that is something you can do, binge watch a show. You could drink an herbal tea. So find an herbal tea that works for you, whatever you're trying to do. And if you're trying to calm yourself, great herbal teas to try are Tulsi and Tulsi and oat straw and lemon balm and catnip and combinations of these things. Tulsi tastes pretty good. You know, Tulsi tastes like it's a little bit minty. It's holy basil, so it tastes a little bit like basil. You could throw honey into it. I am big on hot honey right now, so I've gotten a couple of bottles of honey that are infused with chili peppers, and I had some with jasmine green tea. It was wonderful. So I like hot honey in coffee. That's really good. So here's a coffee that I decided to do. You can do it hot or you can do it cold. I try not to stay away from dairy, so I'm using a natural unsweetened creamer, sweetening it to taste with hot honey, and then I add ginger powder, cardamom powder, and cinnamon. So it's like a Turkish coffee, or it's almost like a chai coffee, although there's no tea in it. But it's basically chai spice, cardamom, cinnamon. You could put black pepper in it too if you want to. But it's hot honey that has chili peppers plus cardamom, cinnamon, and ginger. And then some kind of creamer. And the hot honey gives you the sweetness, and it's amazing. So, and it's nice and warming for this time of year. You could do that same seasoning it with cocoa. You can make a hot cocoa that's got all that in it. And if you go to one of the cafes, they might make you a Mexican mocha, which is similar to that. You could cook something new for yourself. We talked about that. Find something new that you wanted to try and make it for yourself and enjoy it and make enough so you have it for a few nights. You could do some kind of craft, and there's no end of crafts that you can do. Whether that's crocheting or knitting or needlecraft or woodworking or painting. Of course, you can listen to music. whether you have it recorded or you have a service, or and listen to music that you want to listen to. You can draw, and even if you're not very good at it, like me, you can try to draw. You can I would just draw abstract stuff with lots of colors in it, because I'm not very good at reproducing. Like if you said, draw a picture of that plant, I wouldn't do a very good job. I can paint. If you take me to one of those gallery events where they have you paint and drink wine, and there's a teacher, and here's what we're going to paint, they give you instructions. I did that once, and I did a pretty good job with that. The painting is hanging in our living room, so that's something you could do too. You can watch or listen to comedy. You can get comedy on YouTube. You can watch it on any service. You can listen to it as a podcast. Something that's going to make you laugh, making you laugh, because laughing is really good for you. When you laugh, you lower cortisol. You make yourself happier. You make your own oxytocin, and you just feel better. You could decorate something. So you could use stickers. You could paint. You could do molding. There's all kinds of things you could do that will make your house look nicer. Again, you could go shopping and shop for, you know, and maybe not excessively, but go shop for something just for you. And not this is not go shopping for stuff you need. Go shopping and buy yourself a present. You could order dinner in, you could get takeout and order it in, have somebody else make it for you. You could just go for a drive, go somewhere where you haven't been in a while, and, you know, preferably a place in nature or just somewhere you want to go. You can go to the coffee shop and just whatever coffee shop you like. And, you know, preferably your local coffee shop that you're supporting a local small business. That's a great thing to do. Support a small business that way. Again, we talked about singing however you want to, whether you accompany yourself or not, or you just, you know, play a song on one device and then get the lyrics on another and sing along with it. You sleep, take naps, sleep in, sleep until you're no longer tired, take a nap, breathe and meditate, stuff like that. We already talked about getting a massage, going to a playground. Now, this time of year, we're probably not going to a playground, but if you don't mind being outside, you certainly can. And getting outside and doing anything would be great, whether it's walking or snowshoeing or cross-country skiing. Try on clothes. So if there are clothes that you're not sure still fit you or look good on you, or you want to make different combinations of stuff, try it on and see how nice you look in them. You could scrapbook. Scrapbooking, to me, that sounds like a lot of work. That's probably not something I would get involved with, but that's something that people like to do, make scrapbooks together, and some people really, really enjoy that. And if you scrapbook stuff that are memories of stuff that's going on in your family, other people are going to really appreciate it. You will appreciate it too, but your other people are going to appreciate that as a memento of what's going on in the family. You could play with a photo app on your phone and you know, you could do AI, or you could play with the app and change the way you look and put yourself in different outfits, something like that. You could bake something you like, easy or difficult, whatever it is for you. Get an easy recipe if that's not your thing. My easiest recipe is to make crumbles. I just get fruit. Usually it's either apples or berries, and I lay them on in a dish. If it's apples, I will drizzle maple syrup on it. I put a ton of cinnamon in it, and then I mix it together, and then I make the topping very easily. You can make it vegan or not vegan. If you're making it vegan, then you use coconut oil, and if you're not vegan, you use butter. And then I just mush in oat flour, chia seeds, rolled organic oats, and maple syrup and cinnamon, and mush that together, and I put it together. I use my ingredients until it's the right consistency and I have enough to cover the fruit. Then I bake it for, it's usually about 45 minutes, because I keep checking it, and it winds up being about 45 minutes. Then I have a crumble, and just like that. It's really not that hard to make cookies either. There's some easy cookie recipes if you wanted to do just chocolate. You have to have the ingredients, you know, you have to get your flour and your butter or coconut oil or your nut butter, whatever you're going to use, and your chocolate chips if you're going to use that. But it's really not, once you have all those ingredients, it's not that hard to do. So stuff that can help you to feel uplifted, you can get adult coloring books. Those are fun to use. You could take a bubble bath. You could pray or meditate. Lotion, if it smells good, those are nice things. Getting outside is always good, and then picking flowers or picking berries. We already talked about taking a nap, journaling, saying positive affirmations, doing breathing exercises, looking at the clouds or stars, burn a nice candle, listen to a nice podcast, write a gratitude list, and moving. You could take a walk, you could work out, you could dance, do some yoga. Again, if you don't have an easy way to do yoga, YouTube is a great place to find somebody who's going to instruct you in doing yoga. You can stretch, go for a bike ride. You can even jump rope if your body allows. I can't jump right now because my orthopedics won't allow that. But if yours does, it's a very nice, easy exercise to do. Again, YouTube has no end of stuff. And think of something you might like to do. It's on YouTube. You can use a standing desk. That's a way to get some exercise. To connect with other people, you can call or text or talk to somebody you haven't talked to in a while or somebody you just want to talk to. You know, we already talked about hanging with your pet, doing a nice thing for somebody else or volunteering in your community. You could play cards or a board game and you know, go to a community center or to the co-op where there are people hanging out, and you could do that. You could join a class or group. You could research your family, or you could go to church or synagogue or any other spiritual practice, or write a letter or email, reconnect with somebody you haven't talked to in a while. So those are some nice self-care activities. All right. So this time of year, I usually like to talk about why chocolate is good for you. So let's hit that for, this is how we'll finish out. Here are 10 reasons why chocolate is good for you. So the flavanols in cocoa help with lowering your blood pressure. They work similarly to ACE inhibitors. So they stimulate the body. They're also nitric oxide enhancers. So anything with nitric oxide helps your blood vessels to dilate. So it helps to lower your, opens up the blood vessels so the pressure going through is lower. When you regularly consume cocoa, it can lower your systolic blood pressure and your diastolic blood pressure. Systolic is the pressure at which blood exits your heart and goes to the rest of your body. And the diastolic is the blood pressure when your heart is filling back up, wait before it opens up again. So flavanols lower both your systolic and diastolic blood pressure. So doing regular cocoa, as long as there's not too much sugar, is a good thing. And if you can add raw organic unsweetened cocoa powder that has not been alkalized to any food that appeals to you, you can get those benefits. Cocoa prevents liver damage. The flavanols and the nitric oxide help with the, as we said, with the blood vessels. When you have portal hypertension, that's your blood pressure is high in your liver, that can be linked with liver damage and chronic liver disease, and that dark chocolate improves blood flow in the liver. And there are studies that look at whether dark chocolate can prevent liver damage. So blood pressure can help raise your HDL. The polyphenols and chocolate with high polyphenol levels, like in dark chocolate, can improve your good cholesterol levels. It has a lot of stearic acid and oleic acid, and stearic acid is a saturated fat, but stearic acid doesn't raise cholesterol levels. Oleic acid, which is a monounsaturated fat, doesn't raise cholesterol, may even reduce it. So there's oleic acid in cocoa. As oleic acid, we think of as being, it's an omega-9 fatty acid, and it's in olives and olive oil. So, cocoa helps keep your heart healthy. So it lowers your blood pressure, opens your blood vessels, reduces inflammation, can keep your heart healthy, ward off heart disease and strokes. And that was even published in the British Medical Journal. There was a review of many studies that found that people who ate the most chocolate were 37% less likely to have coronary heart disease and 29% less likely to have a stroke than people who ate the least chocolate. Chocolate is good for you. Look at that. Chocolate makes you feel good. There was a study in the Journal of Psychopharmacology who found that people who had 42 grams of dark chocolate in a drink a day felt more content than people who didn't. There was a dietitian for the British diet. This must be a British article. The improvement in mood that people can get from eating chocolate comes from the release of serotonin and endorphins, which are feel-good chemicals for your brain. Chocolate helps to boost your brain power. There was a study in the Journal of Psychopharmacology found that, that people felt, we said that, I think I'd read this one, people felt more content. Chocolate can help you with keep you slimmer. When you eat chocolate regularly, you tend to be thinner. So when they asked a bunch of people how many times a week do they consume chocolate, and those who, they found that people who ate chocolate a few times a week were on average slimmer than those who ate it occasionally, even after the other foods in their diet were taken into account. I'm not sure how that might work, except that you're eating a very, very satisfying food, so maybe you're not as likely to overeat other things. So there was a study in the New England Journal of Medicine that found a link between the amount of chocolate you eat and the number of Nobel Prize winners in a country's population. Switzerland had the highest levels of chocolate consumption and the most Nobel laureates. Look at that. They calculated everyone in the UK would have to eat about 2 grams of chocolate a year to increase their number of Nobel laureates. That's hilarious. They eat a lot of chocolate in Switzerland and they have the most Nobel laureates. That's funny. Oh my goodness. Wonder what the rate of Nobel laureates from the US is. So if you polish off a small amount of chocolate a day, it can help polish up your arteries. A Federation of the American Societies for Experimental Biology found that men who ate 70 grams of dark chocolate a day had healthier blood vessels as a result. The dark chocolate seems to make arteries more flexible and reduce the stickiness of white blood cells, which helps you prevent them from getting clogged up. Chocolate also can help to protect your skin. You would think it would be bad for your complexion, but that would be because of the sugar. But some compounds in cocoa help protect your skin from the sun. There was a study in nutrition that showed that people who ate 20 grams of dark chocolate a day over 12 weeks could spend double the amount of time in front of a UV lamp before their skin reddened and they had some inflammation from the UV light. So the flavanols in chocolate help to prevent you, help to reduce your sensitivity to the sun. That doesn't mean don't wear sunscreen if you're in a very sunny place. But anyway, that's interesting. So the flavanols are very powerful in dark chocolate. Once again, if you're going to eat chocolate for your health, make sure that the chocolate that you're eating has not been alkalized or Dutch. It can have been conched. And it's mostly dark and it's at least 70% dark chocolate. If you're doing nibs, or you're doing powder that's been unsweetened, you can have as much as you want. If you're having sweetened chocolate, then you have to watch how much you eat because of the sugar. All right, so that is all we're going to talk about today because I've run out of time. So thank you for listening to me today, and I hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. You've been listening to Radio Naturopath, the talk show about health and natural medicine. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician. You can email me with questions and comments at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to this show at another time, you can check out our podcast at whus.org, iTunes, Spotify, Patreon, Buzzsprout, and YouTube. You may also watch the recorded Facebook Live episode at Fran Storch, ND. The views expressed on this program do not reflect the views of the staff, management, or licensee of the station. The information presented on this show should not be construed as medical advice or direction. If you're having a medical condition, please consult with your physician. Thank you for listening to Radio Naturopath, your show where you can learn about the best of science and nature. We'll be back with more Radio Naturopath next week at 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores and WHUS.org. Happy Valentine's Day, and thank you for listening.